Welcome to He Changed the World from Forest Baptist Church, a series of talks about Jesus Christ from Mark's Gospel, recorded by me, David Last. Talk number 14, Crisis Decision, Mark chapter 5, verses 14 through to 20. It's the aftermath of an overpowering event. Everyone is trying to calm down and process what's taken place. Hearts need to quieten. Adrenaline needs to wear off. Brains need to work out what to make of it all. Jesus has just cured a man hugely troubled by mental illness. He's also had to deal with beings unseen by the human eye, but able to cause havoc, including the suicidal stampede of a massive herd of pigs. Shock still hangs in the air, maybe along with the dust thrown up by the hooves of the rushing animals. Crisis moments such as these have the power to change a life, to redirect it. An event takes place which hits us like a runaway truck. It comes out of the blue. Maybe you've known this, the onset of an illness, when a friend has gone into meltdown or your family has been floored by tragedy, when you fell into financial mess. Whatever it's been, crisis moments strike. And when things start to calm, we may pause with a thumping heart still and think, I should learn from this. Life should become different. Yet, how often does that actually happen? Too easily, nothing changes in the end. Nothing changes here in the story. The disturbed man has probably been a tornado of problem for years that family, friends, neighbours and officials have struggled to deal with. They've not had the means to heal him, and attempts to contain him have simply failed. It's been a tragic story ending up with the man's isolation, driven away to scavenge for life, out on the hills and find shelter among tombs. Maybe people took food out to him, put it somewhere where he'd find it, who knows. But separation, in the end, was the only solution to what they couldn't handle. And now they deploy exactly the same technique again. Sending a problem away can feel the easiest solution at times. With our limited capacity to deal with issues, to cope with issues, we hide from some and run away from others. Doesn't mean we always physically leave. Sometimes we simply opt out in another way. We emotionally detach from someone who needs us. We embed ourselves deeply in our work or sport or hobby, or just in a bottle of wine every evening. It's a human trait, which many of us use in periods of stress. Of course, we may resort literally to leaving in the forlorn hope that we'll find a happier life in a different place or different home or different relationship. And yet, does sending a problem away actually succeed? The crowds around Jesus hope so. They begin to cry out to him. But the air isn't full of thank yous and bless yous, shouts and cheers going up. There's no delight to have one of their own given back to them, given back his mind. They can see him now, sitting quietly next to Jesus. The crazed, frantic look gone from his eyes. He's not twitching or itching to sprint off. He's dressed like a man going about an ordinary day's work. Dignified, peaceful, happy. Yet the crowds are scared. Scared that such an unusual thing should happen. Scared by what they cannot understand. Scared by the cost needed to put this man right, the loss of the pigs. And so the people default to pushing it all away. Jesus, they cry out, leave, we can't have you here. They are driving away what they cannot cope with, just as they did with the troubled man. They haven't changed. The crisis hasn't changed them. They've seen Jesus transform a broken life, but they're so trapped in their little minds and their little worlds, they can't embrace it. What Jesus offers is full of unknowns. The cost of listening to him might be too high. These people are so enslaved to their lives, they can't reach for something better. In the end, they are as lost as the man from the tombs. What do you think? The Bible says that sin, rebellion against God, has left us all trapped, far from God. And then events shake our lives, and we recognise how fragile we are. And that ought to cause us to review our lives and to try to rediscover the God whom we've lost, to rediscover the God who gave us life. And he can be found. through Jesus. But often, we don't grasp the opportunity. Instead, as the crisis calms down a little, we just put distance back in between us and him. We don't want to think about him. If a friend mentions God, we change the conversation. Even if we can cope with a bit of religion, we don't want anything too serious, which is all Jesus appears to offer. He's too much. Yet, if you will listen to him, you will hear a unique message, both frightening and brilliant, just as you feel in this story. A way back to God, the God whom we've all mistreated, a way back to the life that he can give. Don't push that away. Thanks for watching. Next up is the passage being read out from the Bible, so stay on to listen to that. And then please return to join us for the next episode of He Changed the World.
Mark chapter 5, verses 14 to 20. Those tending the pigs ran off and reported this in the town and countryside, and the people went out to see what had happened. When they came to Jesus, they saw the man who had been possessed by the legion of demons sitting there, dressed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. Those who had seen it told the people what had happened to the demon-possessed man and told about the pigs as well. Then the people began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, "Go home to your family and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you." So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him. And all the people were amazed.